This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is Dave Freeland, your host on Sounds of Joy, inviting you to listen Sunday mornings at 6 on WCNO FM.
Saturday, June 6th, the Amazing Grace School of Dance presents an original ballet drama, Esther, for Such a Time as This.
Come. Join Amazing Grace School of Dance for their 10th annual celebration performance as they present the ancient story of Esther for Such a Time as This. The cast is made up of over 130 Amazing Grace School of Dance students, friends, and local talented actors who are excited to present the story of how one girl was able to save an entire nation from destruction. After Hadassah's family is brutally murdered, she is taken in by her uncle Mordecai, who raises her as his very own daughter. Years later, after Queen Vashti is banished from the kingdom, King Xerxes and his royal advisors decide that they must find a replacement. They summon all of the young maidens of Persia to the palace. As Hadassah is being taken away by the king's guards, her uncle advises her to hide her Jewish descent and he changes her name to Esther. While in the palace, the girls are given a year's worth of beauty treatments to prepare them for one night with the king, but only one will become the king's true love, his queen. In the end, because of Esther's bravery and love, she was able to thwart Haman's evil plan to kill off the Jews. Come and join Esther in her adventure as she manages to save an entire nation with her love and bravery.
Esther presented 5 p.m. Saturday, June 6th at Sunrise Theater, 117 South 2nd Street, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34950. For tickets, call 772-461-4775 or visit sunrisetheater.com.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Meyers.
Who?
Ed Meyers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you, For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Our text this morning is really about the beginning of the church. We're going to be reading out of Acts chapter 1, and Acts gives us a look into the embryonic stage of the church, the beginning of the church. It was the very foundational work of the church beginning to get formed. And it's really not a manual on how to do church. It's a manual on how to handle church problems. Because most of these people back then had to respond to things that were happening that they ain't never seen happen. They were dealing with some supernatural things and some new areas of growth that they've never had before. There was no reference to look back to. There was no chart. It was uncharted waters for the church. Amen? Amen. And basically what Acts is about is how do you deal with the unexpected? Acts chapter 1 verse 1 says, "The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach." Somebody say, do and teach. How many know when you was in school, they had show and tell? That's sort of what Jesus did. He demonstrated the kingdom of God, and then he told them how to become a part of the kingdom of God. Everywhere he went, he was doing the demonstration of the power of God. Then he invited people to come and be a part of the kingdom of God. Amen? And then verse 2, it says, "Until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit," somebody say the Holy Spirit, "had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also represented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the," if you write in your Bible or highlight your Bible, I want you to underline this right here, "wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." My assignment this morning is, power to, and you fill in the blank. Power to do what? Fill in the blank. Amen? Because the Holy Spirit comes to empower us to do whatever is necessary for us to do to live our purpose. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you for this scripture. I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost in this house this morning. Father, I pray for more revelation, more truth, more power, more glory over your people today. And God, let us enter into a place, God, that we've never been able to enter before by your grace. And God, give us ears to hear, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Do you believe that this morning? Come on, look at the person next to you and say, you got the power. For those of you that don't know, we consider Truth Church to be a Pentecostal church. Everybody say Pentecostal church. I mean, that name Pentecostal a lot of times will raise some eyebrows for people out in the world, especially brothers and sisters in the kingdom, in the evangelical circles, come on, in the non-charismatic circles, and the Calvinist circles. You talk about Pentecostal and eyebrows will sometimes go up in the church community and they get question marks. And it's even in the culture, people look at Pentecostal people like we're just out to lunch sometimes. And it's caused people to ask strange questions and to think of Pentecostal people being weird. You ever been thought of as being weird? Anybody ever said to you, you go to Pentecostal church, what's wrong with you? Sometimes I tell people that Truth Church is a Pentecostal church, and in their minds it conjures up a bunch of people running around dancing, holding rattlesnakes, you know, and people running around falling out in the spirit and foaming at the mouth. And because, listen, in the context of our culture that we live in, they believe that anything that has to do with Pentecost is weird. And a lot of people are taught that being Pentecostal is a very strange way to go, that we're just people that are out there on the fringe. I love being on the fringe. Huh? Come on, amen. They have questions like, well, do you make everybody speak in strange languages? Yeah, somebody asked me that. You make everybody speak in strange languages? I said, well, does everybody run around your church and fall down and dance and foam at the mouth? I said, no, only just once a month. Come on, I'm just kidding. Stay with me. The point is that what Hollywood has portrayed as the full gospel, charismatic Pentecostal, what Hollywood has painted us to be is something that has been a barrier for us to empowering people with really what God wants to give them.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
God really wants people to be empowered, amen? Because most people are afraid of what they don't know and what they have never experienced. Huh? What you're not up on, how many know you'll be down on? If you ain't in it, amen? And anything that you have never embraced in your life, it won't be easy for you to accept sometimes because you've already got a certain way of thinking about things. Amen? So ladies and gentlemen, what we really need to do is understand is what is Pentecost? What does Pentecost mean? Well, Pentecost is a very important word in the life of the charismatic church. That word Pentecost means 50th. It's 50 days after the Passover dinner, amen? So on seven Sabbaths later, plus one day is 50 days, and Pentecost is the second major feast celebrated on the Jewish calendar every year. The first is the Feast of Passover. The second is the Feast of Pentecost, or the Feast of Weeks. And the third celebration is called the Feast of Tabernacles, which takes place in the fall. It was part of the Jewish calendar. It was not just some contrived word that a bunch of people fell in love with Jesus and started running and dancing. I mean, a Pentecostalism didn't start when people just started playing loud music and dancing. Come on, it's been around a long time, amen? Pentecost has existed all the way through the Old Testament. It was a celebration of God's grace and a celebration of God's law. In fact, it was at Pentecost, or in the Jewish terms, that we get the day of Shavuot from. Everybody say Shavuot, amen? That was the day that the Holy Torah was handed down to Moses. When God made the Ten Commandments, happened on the day of Pentecost. Because we find out that this is what happens in the scriptures, that what God comes to do in the spirit is not just write on tablets of stones, but he comes to write the law on the hearts of men. I mean, God wants to put his law in your heart. When the Holy Spirit comes to live in my life, I no longer have to have somebody reminding me of the Ten Commandments. I got the Holy Spirit putting the law of God in my heart, so I know how to live. I know how to behave. I know how to answer. I know how to act. How many of you went to do something and then you felt bad about what you said after you said it? Amen? Where did that come from? That comes from the Holy Spirit. It wasn't because somebody told you it was wrong, because most of us are pretty selfish anyway. It was that the Holy Spirit began to write the law of God on your heart, and then you begin to get convicted when you did something that you knew you shouldn't have done. Is everybody all right? Because how many know you are a spiritual person? Your body is a dirt suit. It's made from the dust of the earth. It's going back to the earth. You ain't taking this body to heaven. You're getting a new one. Is everybody okay? Woo! So don't feel bad when you look in the mirror, and don't go spend $50,000 on a facelift and a tummy tuck. It's all going back to the dirt anyway. Somebody said, I've been saving for 20 years. I'm going to get me a lifestyle lift. Don't worry about it. Unless your husband wants you to get one, then get one. I heard my daddy preaching one time. He said, sometimes you got to put a little paint on the old barn. Hello. How many of you recognize this morning, just like you feed your natural man, you have to be able to feed your spiritual man? And it's going to be hard for you to have any great spiritual ability or spiritual strength in your life and breakthroughs if you continuously satisfy the appetites of the natural man instead of satisfying the appetites of the spiritual man. In fact, the Bible says in Galatians, and it's in very graphic terms the way he says this, it says the flesh lusts after the spirit, and the spirit lusts after the flesh, meaning that the flesh has cravings that try to overtake the spirit. In other words, you got natural cravings that will try to kill the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. Your natural self is going to go after things that are going to be contrary to what God wants to do in your life. And he says at the same time, the Holy Spirit has in you cravings and has desires for the things of heaven. Wow. How many know that the Holy Spirit has a desire in you today? He has a desire in you to worship. He has a desire in you to live in the presence of God. There's a desire by the Holy Spirit to learn more about God, to spend time with God, to have fellowship with God. Amen? The Holy Spirit has cravings, watch this, that the flesh constantly works to destroy. So we have to determine which one we are going to feed. Amen? How many know if you got two dogs, whichever one you feed is going to win the battle? If you feed one dog and starve the other one, the dog that's been eaten is going to kill the dog that's been starving. Amen? Jesus said it this way. This is what I want you to do. I want you to stay in Jerusalem. Watch this. He's talking about the most devoted followers that he has. He's got 11 disciples there, and there's 120 of them there, and they all went into this upper room, and he said this to them, don't leave Jerusalem until you have received the promise of the Father, because when the promise of the Father comes, you will receive power. Somebody say power. The King James translates it this way, you will be endued. I like that word, endued. Amen. Another translation says you will be equipped. Another translation says you will be given the ability of God through the power of the Holy Spirit to do miraculous things. The power of the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will have supernatural ability to accomplish the works of God. Don't try to do it without the Holy Spirit. How many of you know if Jesus was telling his most devoted followers, don't attempt this without the Holy Spirit, then how many of you know today in 2015, you and I shouldn't be attempting anything without the power of the Holy Spirit? Praise the Lord. Amen. In the Old Testament, the Bible used this terminology, and the Spirit of God came upon them, and they did whatever it was they did. Somebody say, up on. The Spirit of God came up on them. In other words, in the book of Judges, the Bible would say it this way, the Spirit of God came mightily on Samson, and he tore apart a lion. He had supernatural ability, or the Spirit of God came upon David, and he took a slingshot with a stone and knocked the giant down. Come on, supernaturally, amen? Or the Spirit of God came upon Elijah, and he would begin to prophesy over the nation of Israel. Watch the terminology. The Spirit of God came up on them, meaning that there was a time of visitation that God came upon them to accomplish a task by the power of his anointing. But how many of the Holy Spirit had not been given to come and be resident within them because Jesus had not come yet to pay the debt on the cross with his blood? The sins of the Old Testament were only covered. Somebody say they were covered. I'm going to try it again. The sins of the Old Testament were only covered. Somebody say covered. We get that. Amen. In the Old Testament, they lived for the Day of Atonement, which covered their sins. But the Day of Atonement never removed their sins. It never cleansed their sins. So when God saw them, he looked at them through the blood of goats and bulls, and he saw the blood, and they were atoned for by that blood, and they were covered by it. Somebody said covered. But how many of you know this morning that the Holy Spirit cannot live in contaminated vessels? He can only come on upon them to accomplish a certain task. But when Jesus came, somebody say when Jesus came, watch this. He didn't just come to cover my sins. He came to remove my sins. He came to wash my sins away so that now I'm not just the man who's been covered up. I'm not just the man who's got sin that's being hidden from the view of God. I'm a new man. I've been born again. I'm not the old creature anymore. I'm the new creature. I've got new genes. I've been regened. I've got a new beginning. I'm not the old person. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody shout. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I'm brand new. He has removed from me the power and the work of sin, so that now, watch this, I don't have to go to the temple of God to make a sacrifice. I am the temple of God. He takes residence on the inside of me, praise the Lord. Somebody say, hello, temple. And now in the New Testament, I don't just say the Holy Spirit comes upon me. I now declare that the Holy Spirit is here to live in me. Praise the Lord. So when we begin to understand what happens in the New Testament, see, the Lord prophesied this in Ezekiel chapter 36. He said to them, when the new covenant comes, I will put my spirit within you and will cause you to walk in my statutes. In other words, the law of God that comes by grace will manifest in our life because the Spirit of God lives in us. Meaning you don't have to try to be a Christian. You is one. You are one. Praise the Lord. Amen. That means you and I are doing this on our own. Oh, y'all missed a good place to shout. We ain't doing this on our own. See, I did all this. I tried to do all this stuff on my own. I made a mess. Amen. I tried to behave. I couldn't behave. I tried to be quiet. I couldn't be quiet. I was told to sit still. I wanted to move. I was told to come here. I went the other way. Can anybody relate? Amen. Y'all know you're guilty. Go ahead. Confession is good this morning. I had to have the Spirit of God come live in me. That's why Galatians chapter 2 is so powerful for us. He says, it's no longer I that live, but it is Christ that lives in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who died and gave himself for me. Praise the Lord. So today we recognize that the Holy Spirit doesn't only come to be on us, he comes to be in us. So then you say, well, what is the baptism of the Holy Spirit? I'm glad you asked. I brought a little demonstration. See, when Jesus comes to live in our heart, he fills us. And we get full of the Holy Spirit. And he's living on the inside of us. Now he's living on us. Isn't that beautiful to be full of Jesus like that? Some of y'all got a half-empty cup. You need to get some more Jesus in you. Come on now. But now he comes and he says, I don't want to just be in you. I want to be up on you all the time. And we get baptized in the Holy Spirit. And now we are submerged in the Holy Ghost. Amen? So what happens at Pentecost is the Holy Spirit comes, but he says, I'm going to baptize you in my spirit, so I'm now going to take the Holy Spirit that's in you and put you in the Holy Spirit so he can work through you and around you and on you, and now you are the anointed of God. Amen? See, it's one thing for me to walk around with the Spirit of God in me. That's powerful. Come on, amen? But now he says, I'm not only going to be in you, but I'm also going to be on you. There's going to be an anointing on your life to do greater things, to do marvelous works, to do miracles, to see the captive set free, to preach the gospel. Oh, come on, help me somebody. To open blind eyes, to raise dead people, to cause deaf ears to pop open. He said, not only am I in you, but I'm going to be on you so that when you walk into a room, I'm walking in the room with you. When you walk into an atmosphere, the atmosphere begins to shift. It doesn't matter what kind of atmosphere you walk in. They can be screaming and hollering and cussing, but when you walk in, things will begin to move because you walk in with the Holy Spirit of God in you and on you, and the atmosphere begins to change, and it begins to set a stage for miracles, for the gospel to be preached, for lives to be changed.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth. For Christ our King. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. He is holy. He is holy. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Revealing Truth Radio Broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.